This scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect, nor I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. The title of today's message is Goodness, Goodness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of 2005 branch churches all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, and African countries, including Kenya, Uganda, and Congo, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, and Korean branch churches and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world and viewing audiences. In the world, there are many kinds of light emitted, ranging from the sunlight to the light of countless stars in the sky, man-made electronic lights, and the glow of fireflies. We know that the brightness of each kind of light is different. It is the same with aromas. Some kinds of aromas last a long time, yet others are only in passing and just for the moment. It is the same with the quality of the attribute of goodness. I explained about the levels of goodness before. The first level of goodness is found also in a few people of the world, but not deemed as goodness in God's sight. In the second level of goodness, you do not treat evils with evils because you have no evil within your heart. In which level are you? It is considered as goodness in a narrow meaning. If you are in the third level of goodness, you can treat those who with evil toward you with goodness and move their hearts. In the fourth level of goodness, you can lay down your life for the other person. If you have reached the third or the fourth level of goodness, you will not only be protected from all kinds of trials and difficulties that the enemy devil and Satan may bring against you, but you can have the spiritual power to bring an end to the schemes of the devil and Satan as well. The powerful light of goodness acts with power and authority to drive out the forces of the enemy devil and Satan. In this way, you can be of service for the kingdom of God and glorify God more greatly. Today is a ninth session of goodness. I'll preach about the Apostle Paul. Paul accomplished the highest level of goodness. He sacrificed his own life for his enemies, and his works of great power gave much glory to God. If you have goodness like that of the Apostle Paul, you can receive spiritual power to its fullest extent. I pray in the name of the Lord, many of you make this message your life and a power to become spiritual warriors and tools of the Holy Spirit in accomplishing the world mission. Dear brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul had such great goodness that we cannot examine it all in detail in a few sessions. So let me give you a few illustrations of his goodness that will help you reflect upon your hearts in your lives. The first thing in the realm of Paul's goodness is that he was steadfastly grateful for the grace he received from the Lord, no matter what kind of situations he fell into. Were you the same as Apostle Paul did? Or did you look back, or did you turn to the left or the right? Please try to see yourself. Once while, I was deep in prayer. God the Father let me realize what kind of person Paul was. Paul was a man of deep conviction and insistence on his own righteousness due to hereditary characteristics from birth. He had tremendous self-pride and a feeling of superiority. He was compelled to dominate others. He was an honest seeker of truth. And so if he began to think through something in his mind, he persistently investigated and pondered upon it until he got his answer. This way, he finally formed his personal self-image with his own thoughts and theory resulting from his study on many things. I'm sure many of you, you also formed in this way. So you say it takes quite a long time for you to be sanctified. But, you know, for Apostle Paul, just right after he met the Lord, you know, he was renewed. As he confessed, I die every day. As he demolished, you know, his self-righteousness, I hope you do it as well every day. This self-conformed image was mixed with his superiority complex and resulted in a man who enjoyed the domination of others with his knowledge and self-righteousness. You know, as I demolished my self-righteousness, you know, I felt so happy. You know, after I received the Lord, you know, I steadfastly was grateful. So, you know, I died every day. I just, you know, followed God's words saying amen. As I grew up in this way, you know, I could discern it very clearly. You know, if I do not know the truth, how can I be renewed? You know, looking back on my past life, how I could demolish my self-righteousness. You know, I had such a strong self-righteousness. So, you know, when we had arguments, with my wife, I was always a winner. But, you know, after I received the Lord, you know, if my wife insisted as she was right, then I agreed with her. Though, you know, she sounds not right, I agreed with her because I wanted to make a peace. But, you know, I said in this way, I did anything wrong, reflecting in the truth. If I did anything against the truth, please let me know. I told her. Then I will repent. Then my wife changed her attitude, that how she strongly insisted that she was right.
때문에 진리에 대해서 아무리 생각해도 뭐 어긴 게 없고 진리가 할 게 없으니까.
And she tried to think in the truth to point out what I did wrong to her. Then she apologized.
저는 이제 다툴 때 정말로 해서 안 되면 그렇게 하고 그리고 가방 딱 준비해 놨다가 그리고
I prepared my bag and if our conflict is not solved then I used to go to church to pray overnight.
그런데 가방을 들고 대문 밖에 나가 본 적은 한 번도 없어요.
But I never
나가기 전에 기도원장님이
never went out.
용서를 구했고 꼭 그랬어요.
Before I left home, she used to apologize and ask forgiveness. I used to tell her, if you point out what I did wrong, point out in the truth. So I always won, even in the Lord and even in the out of the Lord.
못된 그런 걸로 승리했고 주 안에서는 진리로 항상 승리해 왔습니다. 근데 사도 바울도 마찬가지입니다.
The Apostle Paul
영접하기 전과 우리 주님을 영접하고는 이렇게
After met the Lord, he totally changed.
이게 중요한 거예요.
This is really important. No matter you are a husband or a wife.
뭐 회사의 머리나
or you're a boss or genius. It doesn't matter. If we imitate the Lord, He's the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. He left the glorious throne, the glory in heaven, and came to the earth to serve others.
가말리엘 문화에서 조상들의 율법에 엄한 교훈을
He enjoyed this course with others and tried to let them submit to him in his eloquence. As said in Acts 22:3, Paul was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers under Gamaliel and was just as zealous for God as many other persons. That's why his righteousness never accepted the teaching that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior. He never seen, never witnessed that the Lord performed God's power. He couldn't neither accept it nor let it pass by him at all. He was more zealous than any other person in pursuing, arresting, and imprisoning those who believed in Christ. However, Father God knew in advance that Paul was not only to be so persistent in his own righteousness, but also that he was steadfast in what he once realized. When the proper time came, God the Father let him experience his grace. On the way to Damascus to arrest the believers in Jesus Christ, God let him meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's name used to be Saul. So when Jesus appeared to Saul on the way to Damascus, Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? For 3 days after the encounter, Paul was blind. He also did not eat or drink anything. When he met Ananias, God had already prepared the way for him. You know, while he was blind for 3 days, he did not eat anything. Paul came to know God's will. He heard that Jesus he persecuted. Until then, he had chosen him long before he did exist to carry his name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. Paul realized the truth and completely changed into a new way of life. Some believers doubted whether Paul's conversion was true or not, and they were very leery of him, but Paul did not shrink back. Acts 9:22 says, "Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ." Again, Paul did not persecute Christians in Damascus, but he baffled them and proved to the Jews living in Damascus that Jesus is the Christ. When he realized the secrets of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his great love of completely sacrificing himself to save sinners, he came to consider himself as the worst of sinners. He gave deep thanks to the grace of the Lord who had forgiven all his sins and transgressions, saved him from death, and also gave him his precious duty in accordance with the providence of God. And a very touchable thing from the WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network conference, which was held in India. Though it is a Hindu country, how the medical doctors from Hindu country, they could be so strong and courageous. And of course, many people converted, and they have just some hindrances from the medical doctors. But the medical doctors, those who hindered this conference, now after the conference, they were excommunicated. But these medical doctors, those who are organized and held this conference, they were so much thankful to the Lord. His gratitude was steadfast in any circumstances. The greater the persecutions and difficulties, the deeper was his confession of gratitude for the Lord. The pains he suffered while preaching the gospel are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 27. Other servants of Christ, I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, being in prison more frequently, being flogged more severely, and being exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from false brothers. Were you persecuted as Paul received the persecutions? Let's see.
수고를 넘치도록 했다고 합니다. 여러분, 수고를 넘치도록 하신 분들은 많이 계십니다.
He said, I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently. Not only once, but more frequently. Any one of you, were you put in prison because you are a believer? Of course, you know, we are living in a, country with the freedom of realism. Being flogged more severely and being exposed to death again and again. While he was preaching, you know, he was put in prison more frequently and flogged more severely and been exposed to death again and again. How about you? Were you beaten by someone? Of course, maybe by your family members or maybe from your husband. But if you become man of spirit, of course, you know, you will not have this hard time from your husband or family members. Any one of you, have you been exposed to death?
누구 우리 교회 어떤 여 전도사님에게 그냥 야단을 맞고 그냥 뭐 병든 것처럼 뭐 그냥 잘못
someone
이게 편지 보니까 왔던데 내가 직접 야단 친 적이 있냐고.
You scolded from a minister. Then I asked the minister whether she scolded her, but she said no.
설령 야단을 쳤다면은
Though you are scolded,
그래도 영에서 하나 인정하는 사람이 야단을 쳤다면 하나님과 밝게 교통한 사람이 야단을 쳤다면은 바로 잘못된 회개하고 해야 돼.
You can repent. But you know, in the opposite way, you wrote me.
받으려고 하지 않고.
Because
그러면서도 얼마나 잘못 가고 있는 것을 모른다.
You do not want to receive.
말로 참 주의주고 깨우쳐줘도 이걸 야단치고
you do not want to listen from that one.
이 얼마나 웃은 일이에요? 근데 여기 우리 유대인들에게
What about Apostle Paul? 사도 바울은 five times he received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. Three times he was beaten with rods. And he was stoned, and three times he was shipwrecked. Were you beaten with rust?
맞습니까? 39대 곱하기 다섯 번이죠? 40에
40 lashes minus 1, that is 39 lashes. Times, five times.
계산은 그렇게 하는 거예요. 언제 3, 5 곱하고 9, 5 곱하고 하는
You can count in this way.
4, 5, 20, 200에다 5 빼버리면 다섯 번이에요.
For example, 40 times 5, 200 minus
5. 195대나 맞았다 이 말이에요.
That is 195 losses. He received.
태장으로도 세 번이나 맞았다 이 말이에요. 여러분 저기 우리 조선 왕조나 이런 데 보면 권장으로 때리는 거 보죠? 뭐 죄송합니다. 좀 실례해도 용서해 주세요. 엉덩이 그냥 살 다 내놓고
You know, when we refer to the Korean history, you know,
their
torture was like a beating.
돌로 맞아 죽었죠. 다시 하나 있는
Someone says.
돌로 맞고 세 번 파선하는데 일주야를 기품에서 지냈으며
And three times he was shipwrecked and he spent a night and a day in the open sea. Imagine how cold it was. He's been constantly on the move. He's been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from his own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. He has labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep.
Well,
You know, in our church now, we have some financial difficulties at the moment. So we didn't get paid properly according to the month. I'm really sorry about that. But in our church workers and servants of the Lord never complained before me. I never heard their complaints. How about Apostle Paul? He has labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. He has known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. He's been cold and naked. You know, when I was in trial, I had a very serious financial difficulties. But though I had that difficulties, you know, I had food and drinks. He suffered much more persecution and difficulties than just these. You know, though we have a trials of difficulties, you know, it is not comparable with Apostle Paul's. When you think about, you know, Apostle Paul and the ancestors of faith, we cannot say we are having our time. We cannot say this is a trial or difficulties. Yet despite all this persecution, he unchangingly confessed the greater thanks for the grace and the love of the Lord from within his heart. If you are having a hard time from your husband, maybe there may be some reasons. Maybe the husband is weak, or you are not doing your job properly. But you know, if you become man of spirit, if you become the light, you will not have such a hard time. Let me give you an example of his profession. I realized through the prayers, no matter how difficult the situation I have faced, even though I have been in situations where I could be killed, even though I was put in the depths of prison, and no matter how long I had been endangered in the wreck of the ship, nothing mattered to me. Nothing mattered to me, though I had the trials. Because, you know, the result was the blessings all the times. And I could give glory to the Lord. I have no other choice than to praise the Lord from my inner heart for giving me many chances to receive heavenly rewards and to let me reach a glorious position, although I had once persecuted my Lord. When I was shipwrecked and spent a day and a night in the open sea, I was never scared or confused. I was thankful for covering everything I had done to my Lord and joyful for letting me build up many heavenly rewards and giving me the chances of repaying the grace of the Lord. In addition, when many people persecuted me and caused me sufferings, I could lower and humble my heart due to all this. The time of my trials I suffered on the earth was not long, and the pains I took could not be described as pains. The pains urged me to run this race of faith, and I was filled with joy and thanks. Because of persecution you have, you can be awake spiritually, and you will long for sanctification. That's why I know you can be joyful and thankful to those who are giving you hard time. Because of that person, you can pray more honestly. Because through this trial, you can move on to God every day. That results, you can become a man of spirit. Then how can you be thankful? So of course, you know, you will be very thankful to the one. Because your husband giving you a hard time, that's why I know you will long for the services. If no one is giving you a hard time, you may not long for this service. You know, because you just can't attend the morning service, that's why you long to attend the afternoon service. Dear brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul was faithful to the point of death in preaching the gospel. You know, today, you know, I'm wealthy. I have enough food. And our congregation, our members, they provide enough food to me. And of course, you know, I'm very thankful to God. You know, looking at the table, and I'm very thankful. You know, I just won three side dishes, but you know, the housekeepers, they provide more. Though, you know, they give me more side dishes. Anyway, you know, I'm very thankful to the Lord that I have food. And I pray for our congregation to be healthy and to receive blessings. He did not eat regularly nor wear good clothes. He was flogged, stoned, and ridiculed by people. He suffered many difficulties. Nonetheless, he did not feel sorry at all, nor was he disheartened or disappointed. How wonderful his profession is that he could consider so many persecutions and pains as a motivation that pushed him to run the race of faith more powerfully, and still he was thankful and joyful from his heart. Much more, he gave thanks to the Lord who let him, the least of all people, build up heavenly rivers and receiving persecutions in the name of the Lord. Many people confess they are thankful for the grace of the Lord and have not changed their heart from the first time that they believed. Then, is their confession the same as that of the apostle offered to God? Many of you claim you are thankful for the Lord's grace, but now, but how many members among you who could confess with the same words of thank you that Paul did if you face the same difficulties that he suffered? One family, they visited me in the morning time. They receive blessings from God, and the husband gave this testimony when he was a new believer in our church. Now, I went to Ilsan and led the revival meeting for one day there. Now, he attended this revival meeting. And I witnessed gospel. One elderly one, also joined, and received the prayer. Through this screen, and she was completely hidden, and she could able to walk because huge members they joined. That's why, you know, they put the screen outside, and he was sitting outside, and in the park, you know, though it was rainy. Only that place of where the members, including him, were sitting, only that place, no rain. So as he witnessed God's power, and he was so amazed. And after some time of the revival meeting, you know, in 1998 and 1999, you know, when we had a leadership problem in our church, you know, the other members, they wanted to mislead him, but he did not want to listen to them. As he witnessed the God's power through me, so he just was not misled by the others. So now, you know, he is receiving a lot of blessings. So these family, they came to say thank you to me. But those who misled me, he could see these families were broken. I hope you look back at yourself, whether you have been frustrated or discouraged at little troubles that cannot be deemed to be trials compared with Paul's. Have you ever been disheartened or frustrated when your jobs were not done as you prayed and petitioned? You may have expected you would glorify God and receive blessings and be prosperous in everything because you have been faithful to the kingdom of God and dedicated yourself to the point of offering everything you had to him. But have you ever been disappointed and sorrowful when the blessing did not come as soon as expected? If you are disappointed or sorrowful, whom should you think of? The Lazarus, the rich, was not saved and put in hell. But Lazarus, he was a beggar. He received the Lord and he believed the Lord. Whether you are worse than Lazarus, though you have a lot of difficulties or finance problems or other problems, you are better than Lazarus. Have you been despaired when you met and suffered from some problems instead of expected blessings? You know, we are living on this as, you know, very temporarily. Have you felt sorry thinking, why did God the Father not keep me although I have loved him and been faithful as I have done? If you are not protected by God, that is, you are not living in the truth. Although you lived in the truth, you know, remember Daniel and his three friends' story. The result is blessing. Or have you been discouraged and abandoned things because you followed the fleshly thoughts, saying that I am the one who is not loved by God? If any of you has this kind of fleshly mind and faces the same trials the apostle met, were you able to confess with the thank you heart? Apart from the confession of thanks, there is some worry that kind of person could keep his faith. Since the apostle Paul met the Lord, he was steadfastly thankful for the Lord's grace, and his burning love for the Lord had ever cooled down. He had been faithful in preaching the gospel of the Lord to the point of death since he met him, and confessed his gratitude until he died a martyr's death. He did not have mixed feelings or regret, thinking, I have ended up my life here. He was not scared or afraid of his approaching death, nor was he shocked. His heart must have been full of joy and hope of seeing the Lord face to face, the Lord whom he had eagerly longed to see and in whose arms he put himself. And I experienced this same thing. When I was dying, you know, if I went to the hospital, of course, you know, I kid alive, but I didn't. But I rather liked to trust in God. I relied on God. Because my life in God's hands, if I live, I live. If I die, I die. And I had such a peace in my mind when I was dying. You know, the apostle Paul is the same. On the way to the martyr's death, he had such peace in his mind. Elders and workers, did you show this faith as you claim you have faith? I see many of you, but just few of you show this faith. Someone had the cold problem. You know, if he went to the hospital, just, you know, operation could be done very simply. But he didn't go to the hospital, but he came to me and received prayer from me, and he was completely healed. But some, they just rely on medical science rather than rely on God. I once explained the kind of confession the apostle Paul offered just before he was martyred. Let me give you the confession once again he spoke while walking step by step. My loving Lord, my only thoughts are of seeing you in a few moments. My walking toward the beheading place is filled with joy and thanks. My body is tied with a rope, but my spirit is set free, and I'm not afraid of death at all. I feel as if I were running toward you, my Lord, who I have missed and longed to see, and my heart is pounding at the expectation of seeing you. And I was very thankful, you know, comparing my story. You know, when I was dying, I thought in that way as well. If I die, I can lay down in his arms in the Lord's arm.
지난날 다메섹 도상에서 광명한 빛 가운데
My Lord,
먼저 제게 찾아와 만났으니
You met me in the midst of dazzling shining lights on the way to Damascus. You first came to me. I persecuted you and caused you great harm, but you are accepting me in a glorious manner. How can I repay your grace and love? Lord, I have thought I fervently preached the gospel with all my life, but now I'm looking back over my past life, whether I have something I should have done, and whether I have completely fulfilled the duties you gave me. Lord, remember my beloved people who have been with me in preaching the gospel these days. Now I will be in your bosom, but I am worried about my beloved people who will be left behind. Lord, hold them with the same love that you have held me with. When I look back at all of my whole past life, I have nothing to confess but thanksgiving words. You called me one of the least men and renewed me with your love. You have filled my heart with your love and guided me according to you, your will, and let me perform powerful works. I will look at my loving Lord very soon. My heart is overflowing with joy and hope of seeing my Lord. Lord, accept my spirit. You have heard the last confession that Apostle Paul spoke. He had unchanging love for the Lord and a steadfast mind. He spread the gospel with a burning passion. Anybody may be nervous and shrink before death, but the Apostle Paul was filled with joy and thanks caused by his hope. You know, when I went to Dubai to lead a crusade in Dubai, soldiers, maybe policemen, they were surrounding. The place where I used to stay, you know, if I preach the gospel to the people, I would be put in prison. But you know, when we just came down in a secret way and we went to the disabled men's club and preached the gospel there. And blind came to see and deaf hear came to hear. You know, in a very short time, I prayed for them. And many of them, they were healed and gave glory to God. You know, I was not afraid at all. Though they could report to policemen that I preached to the people, I was not afraid, though I could be put in prison, because I believed God always keep me safe. You know, that's why we could be there. And the very courageous members, they came and joined. He remembered the souls who he had to leave behind and committed them into the hands of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, the reason that the Apostle Paul unchangingly spoke the thank you confession in any circumstances and even in the situation of losing his own life was that he had a gentle and a good heart. How much we give thanks in every way we can is dependent according to the depth of the goodness that each of us has. Good-hearted people are thankful for a little thing, and that kind of thanks make the bigger thank you prayers and confession. How much have you accomplished the word saying, I give thanks in each and every circumstances. For you to give thanks in any circumstances, you must be thankful for both the good and the bad, the fortunate things and unfortunate things. Anybody in this world, even one who is not a child of God, can give thanks when he has things to be thankful for. In the morning service, before the sermon, anyone of you, do you remember this hymn number? Before the sermon, which hymn did we sing? Do you remember? So not all of you remember the hymn that you sang in the morning service. Or did you, or do you remember the story of the hymn? Among you who raised up your hands, can you raise up your hand? You still remember the story of the hymn? If you joined the first service, maybe you do not raise up your hand. You know, in the first service, I explained. Let me read hymn number 410. The first verse, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. You know, we know why He redeemed us. Don't you know why He redeemed, why the Lord redeemed us from our sins? No, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. You know, the translation in Korean, it is translated in a negative way. But in English, you know, of course, you know, it says in a positive way, I know. But in Korean, you know, it is translated in Korean, I do not know why the Lord redeemed me. So he's explaining this one. Why don't you know it? Of course, we know, but you know, that is a translation in Korean. Of course, you know, we know. And I have committed unto Him against that day. And then the translation is a little bit different from the English one. So, you know, it's translated like in this way, I do not know, I do not know, then finally, I know.
이런 게 알 수 없는 거 당연하니까. 그나 믿음의 3단 이상 되는 분들은 알 수 없도다가 아니라 너무 잘 알지.
Of course, now we know the Lord's love and why He redeemed us from our sin.
찬양을 불러도 좀 제대로 의미를 생각하며 부르셔야지. 그러면 이제 다음에 주보에 410장은 안 실을 거예요.
I'm sure you will not sing this hymn in the public service.
우리는 알지 못하고 신앙생활을 한 게 아니라 십자가 도를 통해서.
You know, through the message of the cross, we are very sure.
모든 걸 밝게 합니다. 그러기 때문에 감사가 더 넘쳐야.
That's why we are thankful for His love and grace.
그래서
Unlike them, believers in God can give thanks with faith when they face difficulties. They can give thanks because they believe God the Father will solve any kind of problems they have when they ask and petition in prayer. Of course, I'm not saying don't sing the hymn.
부르지 말라는 거 아니에요. 그때를 생각하시면서 찬양하면 또 감사합니다.
Of course, you know, you can sing and you know, thinking that, you know,
모른다 속에도
you
너무 감사한 표현이 또 들어 있는 거예요.
Were
안다는 표현도
not aware of His love very clearly.
또 감사할 수가 있고요. 기도하고 간구하면 어떤
In addition, believers in God can give thanks because they trust and love God who loves them, although it does not go according to their will, but they find that it is God's will that they receive sufferings.
또한 우리는 평생을 두고 감사해도 다 갚을 수 없을 만큼 하나님의 큰 은혜와 사랑을 받았습니다.
You know, we were destined to death and have sufferings in our forever, but we have received such great love and grace from God that we cannot repay all of His grace and love all the days of our life. We were doomed to be tormented in a terrible hell forever and ever, but by the grace of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven, gained the right to become children of God, and will enjoy eternal life in the beautiful kingdom of heaven. How thankful we are to imagine this one, this only one fact. Therefore, I hope you acknowledge God and give thanks to Him in all your ways. You know, the trials, it is so good and gives beneficial to us. You know, it helps us to grow in faith.
8장,
Are there trials and difficulties in your real life? Peter said in 1 Peter 1:7, these have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
이제 앞으로 영원히 살 나라에서 그 영광과는 우리에게 나타날
When we think of the rewards that we receive in heaven and our happy life in heaven forever, you know, when we think about it in our trials in our real life, you know, we still can be thankful. If you just, you know, miss the afternoon service, you just attend the morning service, but do not attend the afternoon service. If you just go to play golf, but if you are not saved, then what to do? Though, you know, even though you are saved, How will you be thankful? you know, though, you know, it seems very narrow way that, you know, we attend morning service and afternoon service, you know, we cannot enjoy our personal things, but, you know, this is a way, you know, to lead us to heaven and the new Jerusalem. That's why, you know, you can join the even the overnight service on Fridays. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Therefore, I hope you hold on to these words with faith and give the stronger prayers of thanksgiving to Father God from the bottom of your heart. We should give thanks to God who makes our faith complete through the testing of our faith and rewards us with a glory that can be compared with nothing else, remembering the passing and the temporary trials in the Lord. If we believe there is a good will of God in everything and give sincere thanks to God from within our hearts, God our Father will rejoice and give us the greater thank you points. I have experienced those things many times. Not long after I founded a church, my three daughters were choked almost to death because of carbon monoxide poisoning, namely CO poisoning caused by burned coal waste. In that situation, I gave real thanks to God. You know, if someone poisoned that CO poisons, you know, some of them become disabled. They cannot work properly. Some of them die. But you know, I prayed for my three daughters. You know, they got revived. Even the gas, which is not visible, you know, it obeys. When I command, it disappears. Like a fever, heat. For burnt patients, you know, when I command heat, you go away, then it go away. But unbelievers, maybe they have difficulties to believe it. But you believers, you know, you witnessed and you also experienced it. Even poisons and heat, the fever, they go away when I command. When the lady who has atopy skin problem, you know, she received the prayer from me, and then right after, the next day, and it became harder, and after 3 days, it became very well. Look at this. On the next day, you know, this certain part, you know, became hardened. And after 3 days, you know, she was completely healed. How thankful we are because, you know, we witness, you know, the power of God so often. Who does it? Without, you know, medical treatment, you know, she just received the prayer from me. How wonderful it is. And after she was healed, she eats more. You know, we believe Almighty God. The only Son Jesus Christ, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and God answers. See, you witness how many people they are healed through my prayer and they are thankful. And I collect their thanksgiving offerings and then I give out to those who are very poor, they are those who are very in need. So many people, they receive prayer from me and they are healed and their problems are solved as well. And through the dedication services, I also receive some. Speakers, and I collect all these and I use it for the world mission and for the charity as well. And some members, they give their testimonies, you know, their tithes were increased after they received a prayer from me. Now, hearing this testimonies, you know, someone, you know, just asked, oh, please pray for me for receiving blessings. But, you know, as you show your faith and prepare your vessel, and you can receive blessings. You know, after I founded our church, my three daughters, and then they were poisoned. Imagine if you are God, if you see sort of person who is giving thanks, though his daughters are dead. Of course, you know, you'll be touched, right? You know, of course, you know, I laid my hands down to them, but, you know, I never expected they could live. But, you know, one youngster, he was dead as well. And I prayed for him as well, and he was alive. Came back to his life. That is faith. If we have faith in any circumstances, you know, we can give thanks to God. like Abraham offered his son Isaac, as God commanded, to offer him. He just obeyed. You know, when I obeyed, whenever, you know, and whatever circumstances, you know, I met, I just obeyed to God. That's when God added me the power of God. Then Father God brought my three daughters back to his to life and gave me great power. To that power, non-living things, including CU guests, began to become submissive. In addition to these things, I have experienced trials and difficulties of many kinds that cannot be overcome with human strength. But I have never lost my gratitude for the Lord from my inner heart. You know, as God said, accomplished the world mission. You know, in Uganda, how many branch churches, you know, we have in Uganda? And Pastor Jong Myung-ho, he went there and led handkerchief crusade in 90,000 people they gathered and this crusade. As they long to see me through him, they gathered. Even ministers, they joined that crusade. Even, you know, when I went to Uganda, you know, three ministers, they came to the airport and welcomed us. And this time, Pastor Chung Myung-ho, he went to the land, and the ministers, they joined as well. When I was discharged from my pastorate and my church was excommunicated from my former church denomination in all illegal and improper manner, I believe the good will of God would be done and gave thanks to God the Father. As a result, God let me establish a new church denomination with the five-folded gospel and allowed me to lead so that I could carry out the will of the Father at the more full measure. You know, as God told me that, you know, new church denomination will be to me, that I was very wondering how. So, you know, through this instance, you know, it could be possible. God made it possible. You know, I became the head of a denomination, and after 3 years, you know, we had the trials in 1998 and 1999, and after this trial, you know, God added me, gave me the great power, so that, you know, we can accomplish the world mission now. As God led me to accomplish a world mission through the broadcasting and the books and newspapers. Besides all this, when we faced the severe trials given as the test of a blessing in 1998 and 1999, I gave thanks to God the Father and believed that God's goodwill would surely be achieved in the midst of it, and prayed to God what had become of it. Our church has never lost the power or collapsed, but been elevated to be high above the nations. You know, people are very wondering how I could meet the president of Peru and the vice president of Peru. You know, so when they went to China, that's why, you know, they suspected me, because they were wondering. Today, at our church, the works of the Most High part of creation are happening. So I hope all of you give thanks in all your ways. And I ask you to remember and keep in your mind that when you give thanks for the grace of the Lord, who has saved you from the sins and given the kingdom of heaven and run a race of faith, Father God will consider you as good and give you greater points of thanksgiving. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you fully glorify God the Father with greater thanksgiving every day. Let me conclude. You know, before Mr. Vicente from Peru visited our church, and he mentioned about this. He want to make a party in the government. So make a party, this is not so easy because he needs, you know, more than 1,000 people's signature. You know, how thankful it is, you know, more than 80,000 people, they signed up. I will read this later. How God is working so greatly. Dear brothers and sisters, today I have explained to you one thing of Paul's many good things. Paul unchangingly gave thanks for the grace of the Lord that he received from him in all circumstances. So compare to yourself. Do not be changeable. If you are thankful, just give thanks to the Lord. Though you do not have any thanksgiving condition, please try to give thanksgiving thanks to the Lord. Men of God who were used by him had been refined according to their own hearts, vessel, and then they became suitable tools for God's use. Some men received many more trials and others felt severe sufferings in their minds, and still others suffered from physical and mental trials. The Apostle Paul had to receive many more trials, including physical ones, for a long time, until his righteousness was broken and gets shattered into pieces. But despite all these trials, Paul gave real thanks to God who made him perfect through those trials. He confessed in Colossians 1:24, "Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church." Because Paul always gave thanks to God, the Father who allowed him to receive sufferings and made him perfect through those trials, God could refine Paul at the full measure. That's why I could become a great and blessed apostle who saved countless souls to salvation and glorify God greatly. Therefore, may all of you give thanks to God in all circumstances so that you can be held into the arms of the Father God, be changed into a precious tool and used to the utmost degree. In the name of the Lord, I pray. Let's pray. Considering this message, Father, please bless each upon them to live like the Apostle Paul did, how Apostle Paul gave thanks to you. He was thankful in all circumstances, giving thanks. I pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray for the sick. If you are sick, put your hands on your sick part and put your hands on your chest. Father, please lay your hand on them. Give them power, power, power. Please work on them beyond time and space. Please be with the members, those who are joining this service through the internet all over the world, and servants of the Lord and members. Please give them power, power. Please bless each upon them. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, you give away from top to bottom and internal organs be strong and be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and by the greatest power of creation. By the fire of the Holy Spirit be burnt and let the light come upon them. Father, please strengthen them physically and spiritually. Grant their wishes and answer their prayers. Father, please bless them so that they will not borrow, but they will lend. Father, please bless their work and the family members and their business and keep them safe and keep your blaming eyes. And Father, please bless them. Father, please help them to complete the goodness as Apostle Paul did. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.